Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. As we wind down 2020, we're also winding down this 30-part series on my book, Blue Collar Leadership and Culture, the five components for building high-performance teams. So today we've made it up to chapter 27, or part 27 of 30. Chapter 27 is titled, Avoid Stagnation. Without execution, there will be stagnation. So when I talk about avoiding stagnation, I'm talking about a stagnant workforce, a stagnant leadership team, relative to character. Nothing is changing. We're not getting better. The organization is not changing from a character standpoint, which is also, as you know, if you've been listening to this series, a cultural standpoint. So these last four chapters are related to the execution component of the transformation equation. If you remember back part six of 30, that's when I really introduced you to the transformation equation, the five components. Just to give you a little recap of that, basically what we say there is leadership development plus buy-in, plus unifying purpose, plus competency, plus execution equals transformation. And when execution is missing out of that equation, when you have everything else but you don't have execution, you get stagnation instead of transformation. And again, everything I'm talking to you is about culture development. So if you've been listening to this series and you're not the top leader, man, I'm fired up about who you are and the potential of who you have to become relative to a leader in an organization or owning your own organization. Because you remember, I wrote this book for the top leader in an organization. But I think everybody in the organization needs to know what's in this book if an organization is actually going through cultural transformation. Because it helps for the buy-in, helps them understand why. So these last four chapters is, I've talked about a lot of stuff over the last few months. Now it's time to execute. Talking about it doesn't do any good. Listening to this podcast doesn't do any good. You got to execute. Your leaders have to execute. Your team has to execute. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The first in four parts relative to the execution component. I want to start off with a quote. And I think the way you say the guy's name is Ludwig von Mises. I'm not sure. M-I-S-E-S. Anyway, what he had to say was, there are three requirements for humans to act. One, dissatisfaction with the present state of affairs. Two, a vision of a better state. And three, belief that we can reach that better state. When just one of these requirements is missing, people will not act. That's a great quote. Let's talk about it a little bit. So at the end, he says, when just one of these requirements is missing, people will not act. So if someone is not dissatisfied with the present state of their affairs, they're not going to act. If you're satisfied with your state of affairs, you're not going to act. If you don't have a vision of a better state, a better future state, you're not going to act. If you don't see how it's actually going to be better, you're not going to act. Whether that's in your organization or that's in your personal life, in your life. These things apply to an organization from a culture standpoint, but they also apply to you from an individual standpoint. And then the third thing, that if it's missing, you won't act, is a belief that you can reach that better state. If any one of those three things are missing, humans won't act. And I agree with him 100%. That's a powerful quote. You got to make it happen. You got to take action. Because remember, the subtitle of this chapter, without execution, there will be stagnation. And that's, unfortunately, that's what most cultures are. They're stagnant. They're the same. Cultures in most organizations stay the same, with the exception of turnover. When there's turnover, people of different character come and go. So there's just a slight change in the culture, but it's really stagnant. For the culture to truly change without a lot of effort, the top leader has to change. That means they can change intentionally themselves, who they are. They can execute on what we've been talking about in this book. Or they can change, meaning for whatever reason, the top leader got changed. Either retired, resigned, got fired. Now we bring in a new leader that's got a completely different character than the old leader. And if that happens over time, the culture is going to shift to whatever that leader's expectations are. Remember, we talked about that early on. The foundation of culture is the top leader's values. Let's talk about executing. Merriam-Webster defines stagnation as a state or condition marked by lack of flow, movement, or development. And the key word for us, relative to executing on cultural transformation, the key word out of that definition is lack of development. Development is the key word. Flow and movement also come into play, but in this chapter, and relative to really what I'm talking about in this book, is a lack of development. That's what's creating the stagnation. There is no development in most organizations. Now, I'm privileged to work with a lot of leaders and a lot of people and growing and developing people, but most organizations aren't doing nothing. They're not doing anything with me. They're not doing anything on their own. They're not doing anything with someone else. They're just doing the job, whatever the job is. That's the mission. They may be executing on doing the job, but their culture is stagnant. And why? Because development is the key word when it comes to preventing cultural stagnation. Development. You got to do it. I want to read you a couple of lines straight from the book. Remember, when I'm talking to you, I may be sharing a few quotes and thoughts from a chapter, but I'm not reading you the chapter. If you haven't read the book, you're missing a lot of key points. I'm teaching you a lot of key points that are not in the book, but you're missing a lot of key points that are in the book. So I want to read you a couple of things when we're talking about development being the key word when it comes to preventing cultural stagnation. So development is, and here's, I'm going to read, I'll tell you when I stop reading from the book, but I'm going to read about half a page from the book, something I put in here. Development, I'm starting now. Development is what you should think of when there's an atmosphere of low trust among a team, in a department, between departments, or throughout the organization. Development is what you should think of when you're frustrated or when you encounter frustrated team members, customers, or suppliers. Development is what you should think of when you encounter resistance for any reason, but especially resistance related to change, process improvement, vision, and mission. Development is what you should think of when there is constant confusion among your team. Development is what you should think of when you become stressed or experience anxiety, or when you sense your team is experiencing stress or anxiety. Development is what you should think of when there's a lack of communication. People don't feel understood, tempers are flaring, and voices are rising. Development is what you should think of when you consider what it would be like to be the sought-after employer of choice within your industry. So that concludes my book reading to you, reading from that chapter. See, that's a perfect example. That little component I just shared with you, if I hadn't decided to read straight from the book and you were just listening to this podcast, you would have missed that. And that's a very thought-provoking section I put in this first chapter on execution. Because basically what I'm trying to get the reader or you to think about is anytime things are going wrong in your personal life, your work life, in your organization, if you're a formal authority leader, when something's going wrong, you got to think what we're missing is development. I haven't developed myself to be capable of dealing with this situation. I haven't developed myself to prevent this situation. I haven't developed myself to pull my team through this situation. Or I haven't developed my team to deal with this situation. I haven't developed my team to pull themselves and their teammates through this situation. Development is absolutely the missing piece of the puzzle when it comes to cultural development. If you want an organization where you don't have a lot of frustration, or for you personally, if you want a life where you don't have a lot of frustration, you got to develop yourself. Before I got into leadership development and personal growth, I was always in the middle of some stuff. Personally, professionally, I had stuff going on all the time. Not good stuff, but most of it was in my head. Most of it was my frustrations or anger or disappointment. All kind of stuff related to a whole lot of people until I figured out my problem was me. That's capital M-E with an exclamation point at the end. If you're leading other people and things are not going right, whatever it is, if you're not getting enough sales, you got to think development. If you're having issues in customer service, you got to think development. This entire session today, this episode, this chapter in this book, I want to pound it in your head. Whenever things are going wrong, a lack of development is the root cause. And if you want to avoid having to correct things and people because they've gone wrong, if you want to help things go right on the front end so they don't go wrong on the back end, guess what? Same exact word, development. If you want to prevent things from going wrong on the front end so they don't go wrong on the back end, you got to develop people on the front end. Too late once this happened. And usually there's a lot of pressure when something is happening. Just like you think about this year with COVID, all the craziness, all the changes that happened. So many organizations, their people were not ready to deal with change. So many individuals, relative to their personal life, they were not ready to deal with change. They haven't developed themselves. They were very reactive. And I hope this doesn't bring back a bad memory for you. I don't know who all is listening, but I'm telling you today, there are people who are no longer on this earth alive because they were not ready to deal with all the change that happened. It wasn't just COVID. Every year that happens. Every year there are people who take their own life because they're not ready to deal with life, haven't developed themselves. That's why this is such a big deal. Leadership development, personal growth inside an organization definitely will help the organization. But this kind of stuff in an organization is, I tell my clients all the time, this is way, way, way bigger than you. I tell them, you got to want to help people have a better life. You want to be the high impact leader? You got to help people have a better life. And there's some people that if you don't help them, they're not going to have a life. They're going to take their life. People are going through some stuff. You don't know who they are. Might be you one day. But when you learn to think different and be different, your life's going to be different. There's things that used to get me bent so far out of shape, I can't even explain it to you. And today, I don't even, it never even happens. I just move right on past it. Why? Development, personal development. Remember, personal development is the foundation for leadership development. I can't stress to you, I'm so proud of you if you listen to this, because guess what you're doing? You're developing yourself. But if you're a formal authority leader, you got to go way past that relative to cultural transformation. You got to develop yourself with the intent of developing others from top to bottom. And it is a privilege when I get to interact with leaders who are actually doing that and allow me to be a part of it, and Rhea to join me and be a part of it. We've booked a lot of new clients lately. Pretty cool. We're going to do some cool things. You know, this year has been slower for us financially. It's just been about 50% of what last year was. Last year we were in 40 states. It was a great year. So this year, a lot of times we weren't doing nothing, but you know, we got a lot of books. We're selling books. We did a lot of stuff on the first 3 months of this year. We were in 13 states in Canada. The last couple of weeks, we've booked a lot of business, and people tired of waiting. They got people who need to be developed. We're booking a lot of business, selling a lot of books. It's good stuff. High impact leaders, yeah, there's stuff going on, but they don't forget to develop the people. It's a mission. It's one of them things, they have to do it. And I won't say this again. You've heard me say it before. But relative to culture change, lack of character development indicates stagnation. If your organization is not developing the character of the people, the culture's stagnant. There is no other way it could be. You can be teaching and developing and training on all kind of stuff. But culture is based on character. If you're not intentionally developing character of people, the culture is stagnant. Again, with the exception of turnover and the different character that people will have. That's very, very minor changes. I'm talking about cultural transformation. For that to happen, you got to develop the character of everybody top to bottom. Everybody's got to be engaged. Something's got to be happening constantly, forever. I'm going to say it like this. When it comes to culture change, development equals execution. No character development, no execution. I'm going to say that one again. When it comes to culture change, cultural transformation, development equals execution. And remember, these next four chapters are on execution. Today, we're talking about avoiding the stagnation. So you're not executing relative to cultural transformation unless you're developing the people, all the people, on a consistent and regular basis. You're not executing on cultural transformation, no matter how much you want to transform the culture. Development equals execution. That simple. It's that simple. Character development is what separates great organizations from mediocre organizations. All those great companies out there, the ones that thousands of people want to work at, and whenever they have an opening, they have an opportunity to pick from thousands of people who want to work there, who want a job there. These truly great companies. What separates them from everyone else? Character. Mediocre companies, they say, we don't have time and money and resources to grow and develop the team. We can't afford it. That's what the top leader says in a mediocre organization. We can't afford to do training and development for whatever excuse they want to come up with. The best and greatest organizations, their leaders say, we can't afford not to do it. You understand there's a big difference between we can't afford to do this and we can't afford not to do this. Totally different set of values by the leaders at the top. What does that equal? A totally different set of results at the bottom. I'm telling you, I said it early on in this series. I said it earlier in this podcast. The top leaders' values are the foundation for culture. They're the foundation for results because the culture determines the result. I can't explain to you how big a deal doing what's in this book is to the organization. Now you're gonna have to go learn a lot of other stuff. Remember, this book is a roadmap. It's a guide. It's meant to try to get you to go do the other stuff. So without character development, low-impact people would not become high-impact individuals. And remember, I shared with you about my book, Blue Collar Leadership, Leading from the Front Lines. That book is full of content to help you as an individual or you as a leader to become a high-impact individual. Doesn't matter. I wrote it for the entry-level people, but the book is full of principles that's going to help anybody who reads it and applies what's in it become a high-impact individual. Because that's the foundation for developing a high-performance team and having high-impact individuals who become high-impact team players. Those people are the ones that's going to become high-impact leaders. It all starts with character development. More and more and more and more of it. Never end. Without character development, low impact managers would not become high impact leaders. Y'all know I talk about Andy Griffith a lot, that show. Without character development, Barney Fife will never become like Andy. And without character development, Andy would never be Andy as he is on that show. You never heard me talk about Andy Griffith's show. I'm telling you today, go watch that old show. It's a leadership show. It's got a lot of humor in it. But it shows you low impact manager, Barney, high impact leader, Andy. And you see the gap between them, how they deal with everything. That's the way it is in the workplace. Now, Barney ain't a bad guy. He's just not a high-impact leader. He's actually a great guy. When he's calmed down and he's just being Barney without having to deal with anything stressful, he's a good guy. Organizations are full of Barneys. Very few Andys out there. And then there's a lot of people that's actually worse. Barney's a good guy. He's just a bad leader. But there's a bunch of formal authority leaders in the workplace who are bad people. When things are calmed down, it's not stressful, they're still bad. Barney, at least he was still good. He's just a bad leader. And he was actually a bad manager too. He wasn't good at managing things and processes, and he wasn't good at leading people. Character development, or the lack of it, will determine if your organization is consistently attracting and retaining great people, or if they're constantly searching for good people. And then when they find them, they can't hang on to them. Remember, character development is the root cause of all this. When I say all this, I'm talking about turnover, retention, engagement within the organization. It's all related to developing the people. But remember, the whole point of this book is to help your organization, if you're the top leader, become the sought-after employer of choice. And if you're not the top leader, if you're at some other level, especially if you're a frontline entry-level person and you're listening to this, my leadership books will help you become a sought-after employee. So I've been teaching principles about helping the organization become the sought-after organization, sought-after employer of choice in their industry. But all the stuff that it takes to actually create that, when it comes to the individual level, is helping individuals become sought-after employees. If you want to become a sought-after employee, you got to work on growing and developing yourself, regardless of whether your leader is doing it or not. your life's going to get better. Your salary is going to get bigger. Your options are going to increase. That's why you go do it for yourself. You don't wait on your leader. But if you're a leader, you got to do it for your team because you're responsible for the organization. What I'm talking about, cultural development doesn't happen accidentally. It's not going to happen automatically. Cultural development happens intentionally or not at all. It happens intentionally or not at all. So I'll leave you with a quote today by Robert Shaw. He says, above all, success in business requires two things: a winning competitive strategy and superb organizational execution. Distrust is the enemy of both. Distrust is the enemy of both, he says at the end. What he's saying, distrust is the enemy of a winning competitive strategy, and distrust is the enemy of superb organizational execution. See, even if a leader goes in, tries to truly develop their organizations, starts doing all this leadership development, personal growth development that I talk about, if the people in the organization distrust the leader, they're going to feel manipulated instead of motivated. They're not going to buy in. Remember, we went and covered all that in these earlier chapters of this book during this 30-part series. You got to build trust. That's why I tell leaders who are listening to this podcast or reading this book, if it was me, if Max Story is leading the cultural transformation in any organization, if I'm the top leader, I'm the owner, I'm the CEO, everybody in my organization is going to go through this book. Right there is a perfect example why. Because distrust is the enemy. If an organization has never done it, this kind of development, and they start doing it, and they don't really teach people what's in this book so they understand the big picture, so they understand why it's being done, they understand how it's going to be done, they're going to be resistant. You're not going to have buy-in. Some people may, but you want everybody to be bought in. And again, everybody's not going to buy in. There's going to be 5% or so that does it. But you don't want 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% of the people not to be bought in. That's why I talk to you. High-impact leaders go slow to go fast. Low-impact leaders won't go fast to go slow. So they're not going to teach everybody this book. They're not going to share this content with them. They're not going to give them a copy of this book. They're not going to lead them through book studies on this book because they think it's only for the top leader because that's who I wrote it for. It's for everybody if you're serious about this. It's just like blue-collar leadership leading from the front lines. I wrote it for the entry-level frontline worker. But that book is for everybody, including the top leader, because it's full of principles on how to become a high-impact individual. Everybody needs to be a high-impact individual, top to bottom. But I didn't write my books generically. I wrote them for a specific audience. But everybody can learn from every book that I write because it's full of principles. So when you're thinking about cultural transformation, and I mentioned this at the end of this chapter in the book, don't forget about the sales team. A lot of times they're overlooked. I got a book called Who's Buying You? Until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. That book is purely focused on selling with character. Because that's what your sales force is competing with, the character of the other sales force. And ultimately, it's the character of each individual with the is competing with the character of the other individuals who are trying to sell their product, your competition. When you're a salesperson, that's the first sale you got to win. You got to sell yourself. And to sell yourself over everybody else is going to be based on your character. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.